Good evening and welcome to High School Baseball, the second half of our doubleheader here on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9 on a sunny and brisk afternoon from Hodag Park in Rhinelander. It'll be the Los Angeles Lumberjacks and the Rhinelander Hodags in a non-conference game. I'm Tom King. Thanks for joining us here for this one. The Lumberjacks will be trying to end a two-game losing streak, coming off a pretty lackluster effort yesterday as they dropped their matchup with Appleton North on the road 13-3. Making four errors in the process and a number of other plays that weren't made. So the pitchers need a little help, and they didn't get it yesterday from the defense, or really from the offense either, as once again, for the second game in a row, Lumberjacks had some base runners and couldn't cash many of them in with some clutch hits. We'll see if that changes here tonight. Rhinelander is a team that really we don't know a whole lot about because they haven't played much at all this year because of the weather. This is only their third game. They are 0-2, losing to Stevens Point and also to Tomahawk in a close game. Lumberjacks come in with a record of 4-5 overall, trying to get back to 500 here in this one. We'll take a time out, come back, and give you the starting lineups and get set to go. It's East Baseball coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, second pregame segment coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at Hodag Park in Rhinelander. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding will lead off and play shortstop once again. Willie Brand is the DH tonight. He will hit second, batting for the second baseman, Adam Peterson. Cameron Gritzmacher will hit third, playing right field. Derek Daniels in center field, batting cleanup. Luke Strick will be on the mound, and he will bat fifth. Ben Schubring is the first baseman, hitting sixth. It's Bryce Woodmark at third base, batting seventh. Sam Lemanski doing the catching. He will bat eighth. And Brennan Becker is in left field and will bat ninth for head coach Steve Heinrich. For Rhinelander, it'll be Trevor Young leading things off, playing third base. Brandon Weinfeller will pitch and bat second. Bryce White is the center fielder. He's hitting third. Lucas Krieger plays first base and bats cleanup. Mitchell Weinfeller will play shortstop and hit fifth. Kent Matthews is the DH. He is hitting for the catcher, Ben Quaid. Also, Luke Linsmeyer will bat seventh and play right field. Brandon Hess is the second baseman and bats eighth. And Kurt Zoeker, the left fielder, will hit ninth for head coach Joe Wasmanski, assisted by Alex Fons, Lucas Mickler, Jordan Schmidt, and Al Baumgartner. Joe Wasmanski, former D.C. Everest player back in his playing days, and has been the head coach here in Rhinelander for another number of years. So we'll take one more time. I'll come back and get set for the first pitch and see if the Lumberjacks can get back on the winning track here today against Rhinelander. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here we go, coming back in 3, 2, 1. And we're back here at Stafford Park, Hodag Park here in Rhinelander, getting set for this non-conference matchup. The sun has gone behind the clouds here, so it's going to cool off quickly here when the sun is not out. But the rain is supposed to hold off until after midnight tonight, so we shouldn't have any problems getting this one in. And Rhinelander's very happy to be able to play a home game here. Actually, they're happy to be playing any game, as they've only played two this year. Lumberjacks still having problems getting Jack Corazzani Field dry enough to play on. Talking to the guy in charge of the grounds, and he said there was still water bubbling up. Apparently, there's a spring underneath the field, and they're having all kinds of problems getting it dry enough to play. Now, they are not scheduled to play at home until next week. And we'll see if that actually happens. Wausau West at home, actually, on Monday, and Wausau West on Tuesday of next week. So hopefully Jack Torrizzani Field up at Wausau East will be ready to play by then. All right, we're set to go here. Jordan Heidi's going to lead things off for the Lumberjacks against Brandon Reinfeller. Big, stocky, right-handed pitcher. And Heidi digs in, and we are set for action. Rhinelander's in white unis with the green trim. First pitch is down low, ball one, and it's 1-0. East is in their red jerseys, white pants with the red stripes, black numerals, white lettering. The wide and the low pitch, breaking ball, has a strike and it's 1-1. Into the outside part of the plate here. We are set up at field level to the right of home plate near the East dugout today. The wide of the pitch, that time outside, 2-1 now. Lumberjacks trying to bounce back from a couple of games where The defense just was not there. Next pitch is way high. Couldn't snap off the breaking ball there. 3-1 now. And at least so far, the East Pats just have not been able to compensate for giving teams 6 and 7 outs in an inning. Next pitch is outside an high ball 4, so Heiding will draw a leadoff walk, and the Lumberjacks have an early base runner here for designated hitter Willie Brandt. Left-handed hitting Willie Brandt will stand in. He was 0 for 3 in yesterday's game. Heiding had a good game yesterday. A couple of hits, runs scored, and a sacrifice. And he'll take his lead at first. The stretch by Reinthaler and the pitch, and Brandt takes a strike just below the belt, and it's 0-1. Reinthaler, long look at first base. Heiding takes his lead, and the pitch, and Brandt is going to drive that one into right field on the ground for a base hit. Heiding will stop at second, and a base hit for Brandt, and the Lumberjacks are in business here. First two men on in the first inning. And that'll bring up Cam Ritzmacher, the right fielder. And catcher's going to go out and have a conversation. Quaddy goes out and has a conversation with Ryan Thaler as they change the signs with a runner at second base. So Ritzmacher will stand in. A walk and a hit to start things off for the Lumberjacks here tonight. The stretch. And the pitch, Ritzmacher, thought about scoring, instead took the pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. Normally, you wouldn't play small ball with your three-hitter in the first inning. The Lumberjacks would probably like to get some runs on the board here early if they can. And maybe we'll try to move them. Eric Daniel is waiting on deck. The stretch, and the pitch, Ritzmacher's going to swing away and take a strike at the runner's high strike, and it's 0-2. So, Ritzmacher in a hole here, 0-2. The stretch here on the pitch, it's in a good block, though, nicely by Quad. He keeps the runners right where they are. And it's 1-2 now. Heiding with a decent lead at second. Brand off at first. And the pitch, breaking ball, shot for short. The only play is going to be first base. The throw is going to be in time. They get Ritzmacher at first, but the runners advance on the slow chopper to shortstop. So now one down, but he moves the runners. And with runners at second and third and one out, Eric Daniel will bat. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Credit Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Daniel stands in, right-hander against right-hander. The line of the pitch, down the third ball one, and it's 1-0. Ryan Fowler will work out of the lineup with runners at second and third. And here comes fastball. Daniel hits the runner, got a third and final. The throw across is going to be in time. Daniel is up. Brandt is going to third base. Now he's got two runners on third. And they are going to throw the ball away, and Brandt is going to be able to get back to second base. Boy, did they survive that. As Rhinelander threw the ball away, they could have been out of the inning. Daniel with a ground ball to third. On the throw across, Brandt ran with his head down, thinking that Heiding would go home on the throw to first. He didn't, and the Lumberjack had two runners at third base. But as Rhinelander threw it across, they threw it away, and Brandt was able to get back to second base. Now two down for Luke Strick, the starting pitcher who will stand in. Breaking ball, check swing, did he go? He did not. It's 1-0. That was very close to being a disaster here in the first inning for the Lumberjacks. Now they still have a chance to pick up a run. Strick is going to foul him back and out of play, and it's 1-1. Here, base runner, you can't run with your head down. You've got to make sure you know what's going on. Keep your eyes on the runners ahead of you and your coach to determine whether or not you're going to go. Next pitch, there's a strike at the runners. And it's 1-2 now. So Reinthaler, one pitch away from getting out of the jam here. The The wide air pitch. Breaking ball trick on the drive right at the shortstop. Hit it right at the third baseman. Hit it right on the puppy, but right at the third baseman. And Trevor Young makes the play to end the inning. So the Lumberjacks threaten here in the first, but cannot score. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners and a score after half a day of play. East nothing. Lylander coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, here you go. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at Horley Park as we go to the bottom of the first inning, no score. Luke Strick finishing up his warm-up thoughts. Luke Strick's got a couple of wins here on the young season as he pitched the win over, or picked up the win in the opening game against Adams Friendship, and also got a victory against Wausau West. His last appearance was Friday night at Stevens Point. And he came in and, in relief, and pitched two innings Friday night. A couple of strikeouts, gave up one hit, no runs in that appearance, and he'll get the start here in this one. Right-handed pitcher, decent fastball, good curve. And he will start with Trevor Young, the third baseman, the guy who Strick just lined one at, and Young made the play to end the top of the first. It'll be Trevor Young, Brandon Reifauer, and Bryce White for the Hodags here in the first inning. Brennan Becker in left, Derek Daniel in center, and Cam Gritzmacher in right for the Lumberjacks. Third to first, it's Whitmark hiding, Adam Peterson, and Ben Schubring. First pitch from Strick, fastball, and that fires all the way back to the screen. And it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Strick pitches out of the stretch, even with no on base. Next pitch, fastball. That stayed inside, apparently. It's 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. There's a strike at the letters, and it's 2-1 now. With Mark playing even with the bag at third. Schubert a bit behind first. Pitch in the dirt. And it's 3-1 now. Trying to change up there. 3 balls and one strike. The leadoff hitter for Rhinelander, Trevor Young. Rhinelander's just got to be happy to face somebody with a different colored jersey on. They've only played 2 games. Ball 4 is high. And Young draws a walk to lead off the game. So each pitcher walks the opening batter they face in this one, and that'll bring up Brandon Reifauer, the pitcher. Now throw over, and the runner back, not off very far at all. Our next Lumberjack broadcast after tonight will be Friday night, weather permitting, as he's on the road again to Monaco to take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Throw over first again. Kind of a half-hearted throw over there. Runner not getting much of a lead. So Reifauer digs in. Big right-handed here. He's going to square the butt, and he gets the butt down, and it's a good one. Strick's going to feel the throw is going to be in time. Schubert made the play on a throw that was short hop, and Schubert made the play for the out. The sacrifice, though, is completed. Young moves to second base, but I didn't think when that bunt got down, there was any way they were going to get the runner at first. Reifauer doesn't run particularly well. It was down the third base line, right along the line. Strick made the throw, and he threw it hard and short, and Schubert was able to scoop it up. One down, runner at second for Bryce White, the center fielder. First pitch, breaking ball, and that misses outside. Ball one. You don't expect to see a hitter as big as Reifauer is drop down a punt, but he got a good one down there. Carter with a good lead at second base. Here's a pitch, breaking ball. That's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. If Strick can get his breaking ball over, he's going to be tough. He's got a good one. A 1-1 pitch. The stretch, here it comes. Fastball, and that is popped up, but foul, and giving chase is Ritzmacher dies and can't make the play in foul territory now, the right field line. He had to go a long way to try to make an effort on that one. Schubring went out, Ritzmacher came over, but was in a spot where nobody could get it, but it is a strike, and it's 1-2 now on Bryce White. The stretch by Strick, and the pitch to something off that one, and just missed outside, and it's 2-2 now. Tried to get White to expand the strike zone a little bit, and he wouldn't do it. Runner takes his lead. A 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled back out of play. Count remains 2-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports. Wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. We're getting into it now. It's going to be a very busy 3 weeks for all of these high school teams as they try to get caught up with all the games that have been missed. There's a pitch outside and low. Romanski backhands it. Count now 4-3-2. Lumberjacks haven't lost too many games. They had a lead game at Merrill washed out. They're going to make that up as part of a doubleheader at Merrill. Next pitch, ball four, run outside. So White draws a walk. And now first and second with one out for Lucas Krieger, the first baseman. Krieger will stand in, one down, runner at first and second, no score, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Stretch by Strick on the pitch, swing and a miss, pulled the string out of that one, and Krieger was way out in front, it's 0-1. The stretch and the pitch, another breaking ball, that rides outside, and it's 1-1 now. Check of the runners and the low on pitch. That ball fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Strick went upstairs with the fastball that time, and Krieger couldn't catch up to it. 1-2. Looking for a pop-off strikeout, ground ball on the infield. Now time called at the plate. Krieger steps out. Runners take their lead. Young at second, White at first. And the pitch. Breaking ball. And that hit him. Breaking ball stayed inside. So with a 1-2 count, Krieger gets nipped on the shoulder. Didn't quite get him by much. But what it does do is load the bases now with one out. And Mitchell Reinthal, the shortstop, will bat. So a walk, a sacrifice, a walk, and a hit batsman. Rhinelander has loaded the bases without a hit here in the first inning. And Mitchell Reinthal will try to give the Hodags the early lead. Another big right-handed hitter. Reinthal boys are good size. Runners take their lead. Strick the pitch. It's fly ball to shallow left field. Becker went back first. Now he comes in. Heidi goes out. Heidi will make the play catch. And now he'll throw in a runner tag, but couldn't go, so Heidi went back to make that catch. I don't know if Becker's going to get to that one, and he took a step back first. He was coming in hard, but Heidi went back and made the catch in shallow left field. And there are two down now for Kent Matthews, the DH. Wasn't deep enough for the runner at third to try to score. And another big guy steps in, Matthews. First pitch, breaking ball, misses inside, not by much, and it's 1-0. Tell you what, if Rhinelander wanted to play basketball today, they could field a pretty tall team. Stretch by Strick, and a pitch. Fastball right there for a strike. That's the heart of the play, 1-1. And a pitch. Breaking ball grounded towards third. Widmark bobbles it, and he's not going to have a play. And once again, the defense steps up to fight for Lumberjacks here in the first inning. A routine ground ball that should have ended the inning. It's going to be an error on Bryce Widmark. A run scores, and the bases are still loaded. One nothing, Rylander, two down, and Luke Lindmeyer, right fielder, will stand in. First pitch from Strick, fastball, Lindmeyer lays off, it's high, ball one. The defense has just been, well, there's really no other word for it, the defense has been terrible. And the pitch. As grounded for a short, big hop for Heidi. He flips to Peterson, covering second, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks give one away here. One run on no hits. There was one error and three left in the score after one inning of play. Now, Rylander, one, he's stepping back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, here we go. Coming back in 3-2-1. And we're back here at Hurricane Park as we go to the top of the second inning. Lumberjacks now 1-0. And it will be Ben Schubring who will lead things off here for East. Schubring with Mark and Romanski here in the second. And Reinthal are ready to work. Line in the first pitch to Schubring. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. Lumberjacks had runners on second and third in the top of the first with only one out, couldn't get them in. And Schubert is going to hit one in the air to center field, pulled out there in left center, and the catch made by White, center fielder, one down here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Bryce Widmark, the third baseman. Ryan Thaler looks in, gets the sign he wants, and the first pitch to Widmark, breaking ball, he drops it in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The wide and the 0-1 pitch. And the breaking ball, Widmark is going to foul that one out of play. Right side, and it's quickly 0-2. A wide of the 0-2 pitch, fastball high, ball one. Widmark thought about it, it laid off, it was up by his face. 1-2. Ryan Fowler working quickly, next pitch breaking ball, grounded for short, short roller. The throw is going to be in the dirt, but scooped up. Oh, they're going to say the first baseman had his foot off the bag. He made the scoop on the short on a throw. That was Lucas Krieger who made the short hop throw, but the umpire said his foot was off the base, so Widmark will reach. That's going to be an error. And it will bring up Sam Lamanti, the catcher, with one down and a runner at first. The routine ground ball to shortstop, pitch Reinthaler through low. Krieger made the catch at first, but was off the bag. First pitch to Lamanti, down low, ball one. One ball and no strikes to the Lumberjack catcher. And a pitch. And a ball. Romanski with a hard single in the left field. And a base hit for Romanski will put runners at first and second with one out for Brennan Becker. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. Cody Tanaseki will run it first for Romanski. Got Becker takes a look now at Steve Heinrich in the third base coach's box, but he's got one mission here, get on base, get a base hit somewhere. First pitch to Becker, breaking ball pops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to the east left fielder, top of the order on deck. Jordan Heiding will bat next. And the pitch to Becker swung on and missed. And he's in the hole 0-2. Lumberjacks had runners in every inning yesterday except one. Of course, it was only a 5-inning game, 10-run rule game. Next pitch to Becker high, 1-2 now. Lumberjacks actually took the lead in yesterday's game, 1-0 in the top of the first, before giving three back in the bottom of the inning, a couple of errors in that first inning, and Appleton North never looked back. Next pitch to Becker, score on and missed, and he is gone for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Jordan Heiding, the shortstop. He walked his first time up. Reinthaler trying to work out of it here. Runners on first and second, two down for Heiding. Breaking ball high, ball one. Bryce Widmark, the runner at second. Tanner Dinky, the runner at first. Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. We're in the second inning. Stretch by Reinthaler, the pitch curve ball drops in there, and it's 1-1. Reinthaler's got a decent breaking ball. He's been using it to good effect here so far in the early part of this game. Hiding back in there now, 1-1. The stretch here, the pitch. And that's fouled back out of play. Hiding was a little bit ahead of that one. And it's 1-2 now. Reinthaler, the check of Widmark at second, the stretch of the pitch, fastball low outside, 2-2. No conference games for East this week. Appleton North last night, Rhinelander tonight, Lakeland on Friday. Breaking ball, and that's fouled off the plate. And the count remains 2-2. Lumberjacks originally were scheduled to play Marshfield on Thursday night, but they played that game earlier this year as part of a doubleheader down at Moffitt. Got that game out of the way, so they will have Thursday night off this week. The stretch, the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, hiding just a half swing, little pop up caught by the second baseman, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks leave a couple again here in the second inning. No runs, one hit, and two left. Score after 1.5 remains. Rhinelander 1-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here you go, coming back in 3-2-1. Tom King back here at Arlade Park as we go to the top, bottom of the second inning. Bodak leading 1-0, and they will send up Brandon Hess to lead things off against Luke Strick here in the second. Rhinelander pushing across an unearned run in the bottom of the first. Hess, good striker in the top of the order for Rhinelander. Strick ready to work. First pitch to half down low, ball one. One and nothing. And the next pitch down low again pops away from Romanski back to the screen, and it's 2-0. Wind is blowing out here toward left field. 330 down the line in left, just 304 down the line in right, 354 to dead center, so not big. Next pitch over the head of the hitter. He's 3-0 now. This could be a home run ballpark, especially when the wind's blowing out, as it is tonight toward left. Stretch by Strick, the 3-0 pitch. That's far four inside, so a four-pitch walk to Brandon Hess. And the Hornets have a runner here in the second inning for Kurt Zoeker, the left fielder. Problem with home runs and with these new bats, these limited flight bats, you're not going to hit a lot of home runs even with a short porch. The ball just does not jump off these bats. They've made them so that for safety reasons. First pitch was Strick. The runner squared for a moment, but it was high and outside. Ball one. You're not going to get large amounts of balls off the fence or home runs anymore in high school baseball. Stretch by Strick. Runner takes his lead. Here's the pitch. And it is a bunt. And nobody goes and gets it. It's going to be a base hit. Strick thought Widmark was going to get in. Widmark was charging in. And the bunt was placed between the mound and third base. Good bunt. It's going to be a base hit for Zoeker. And puts runners on first and second with nobody out to the top of the order. Trevor Young, he walked and scored back in the first inning. And he's just thinking bunt again. Shubring in on the grass at first. Widmark will stay home. Strick's got to cover that side on a bunt. And he will square, and he'll power off the bunt, off the end of the bat, and it's 0-1. One nothing Rylander, bottom of the second inning, but they're in business here with runners on first and second and nobody out. A walk and a bunt single. Stretch in the pitch, and once again, the bunt's fouled away, and Young is in the hole here, 0-2. Scoreboard says 1-2, but I think it's 0-2. Yeah, two strikes is the count. Strikeout would be big here. Pitch a breaking ball blocked by Lorenzi. Nice job getting that one as Strick threw it in the dirt. You got to have a lot of confidence in your catcher to be able to throw that breaking ball in the dirt, trying to get the hitter to chase one, especially with runners on base. 1-2 the count now. Stretch by Strick the check. And the pitch. Breaking ball nubbed down the first baseline. It's going to stay foul. Now remains 1-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. And a reminder once again to visit everythinglumberjacks.com at our website, foxsportswausau.com. You can see pictures from the games. You can see, listen to the podcasts of the games. Wide in the pitch, fastball inside, almost hitting. 2-2 now. Runners take their leads. Good leads. And a pitch. Breaking ball, and once again inside, nearly hit him, and count out 4-3-2. We'll see if Rylander is gutsy enough to start the runners here. 3-2, nobody out. With their leadoff man at the plate. Runners stay home, here's a pitch. That's ball four, run outside, so he loses him after having an 0-2. Another walk, and that loads the bases here with nobody out. And that is the fourth walk of the game for Strick along with a hit batsman. He's having problems with his command here tonight, at least so far. And Scott Shubring will go to the mound to have a conversation with his pitcher and catcher here. Brandon Reinthal will be the hitter. He laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. So a full-blown jam here for Lumberjacks in the second inning. They're already down one, and the Hornets have loaded the bases with nobody out. And the meat of the order coming up, 2-3-4 hitters on the way. So Strick ready to work the Reinthal here. Widmark on the edge of the grass at third. Here's the pitch. breaking ball, it's upstairs, and he just cannot find the grip on that curveball. 4-0. He has been close with a lot of them. Runners take their leads again. Stretch and the pitch. Fast ball and a chop foul on the third base side. Right ball way out in front of it. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, that's in there for a strike. Maybe a change. I'll pick something off that one and got it over. It's 1-2 now. Strikeout would be big right here. Here it comes. Ricky Bailey chased it. He's out. Romanski blocks it and keeps the runners right where they are. Big pitch right there, and the first down of the inning on the strikeout for Brandon Reinthaler as he got him to chase one in the dirt. And with one down now, the base is loaded. Bryce Whitewood hit. He walked his first time up. Base is juiced with Hodags. Here's the pitch to right. Fastball high. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Stretch and a pitch. But a fastball misses. Actually caught the corner that side. 1-1. The stretch, the 1-1 offering. Breaking ball, stayed upstairs, and it's 2-1 now. Can't get the snap on that thing yet. Stretch the 2-1 pitch. Fastball, that's lifted in the air to left field. Becker's coming on. He'll make the grab. Oh, the play at the plate. Cut off by Whitmark. He's hesitated with the throw home. And the runner is safe. Nobody apparently was letting him know to turn and make the throw. And when he hesitated, then it was too late. They have a run score. So a sack fly for Bryce White. They have a play at the plate. But Whitmark, when he turned, hesitated before he threw. Somebody's got to be letting him know. Shortstop, second baseman, catcher, somebody's got to be letting him know to turn and throw right away. And the run score is 2-0, Rylander. But now 2 down for Lucas Krieger, still runners on first and second. First pitch is a fastball strike, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Once again, there's a play that not an error, but it was not executed, and so that allows the inning to continue and a run to score. Those are the little things that East is not doing yet. Next pitch is a breaking ball that doesn't break, and he beans him, and Krieger will head to first. Second hit batter of the game. Strick being two guys in his appearance Friday night against Stevens Point, so that's 4 hit batsmen in the last 2 outings for Luke. And he's also got 4 walks here tonight, which shows you the struggle he's having with his command. Base is loaded again. 2 down for Mitchell Reinthaler, the shortstop. He popped out to shallow left field. Jordan Heiding, his first time up. First pitch, fastball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Problem now is that if you're only throwing your fastball for strikes, eventually that'll catch up to you, too. Stretch and a pitch. A fastball that's grounded for first and number. Schubert knocks it down. Strick didn't get over to cover first, but Schubert able to recover and touch the bag for the out. And the inning is over. But Rylander gets one more. It was 1 run on 1 hit. And there were no errors. 3 left. And the score after 2 complete now. Rylander 2 and East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, here you go, coming back in 3-2-1. And we're back here at Hodag Park as we go to the top of the third inning. He's trailing 2-0. And Lumberjacks will send Willie Brand to lead things off here in the third. Brand singles his first time up. It'll be Brand, Gritzmacher, and Dale here in the third. Lumberjacks down 2-0. Rare has been hitting pretty well, even though he went 0-3 last night. He had two hits in the game against Floyd. In fact, the only two hits in the game Friday night for the Lumberjacks. Against Northland Pines, he had a double, RBI double in that one. In fact, I think he has hit in every game except the one last night. First pitch is ran. This time is some sort of breaking ball in there for a strike. Ryan Fowler took something off it there. It's 0-1. And the pitch down low, 1-1 now. Ryan Fowler ready to work. The 1-1 pitch to Brand, breaking ball. Brand way out in front of it. And he swings and misses, and it's 1-2. The wide in the 1-2 pitch. Another breaking ball, and this one is grounded hard up the middle for a base hit. Past the diving second baseman, Brandon Hess. And Brandon has his second hit of the night. And the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man out here in the third inning. For Cam Gritzmacher, he grounded to short his first time up. Ryan Fowler checks over. Brand, not a big lead at first. First pitch to Gritzmacher is high, ball one. I always like this ballpark. It's right on the edge of the river here, up in Rhinelander. Next pitch, breaking ball, catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Got some pine trees, about 7 pine trees planted for the hitter's eye in center field. Little League Diamonds at center field. Breaking ball, Gritzmacher lines it to left field, but right at the left fielder, and that is caught out there by Kurt Zoeger. And there's one down here in the third inning. Gritzmacher hit it well, but right at the left fielder. And with one down, that'll bring up Eric Dano, center fielder. He grounded at third his first time up. Ryan Fowler along with you as Dano digs in the stretch. And the first pitch here is way high. And Quadi, the catcher, had to go up and get that one. It's 1-0. Brand takes his lead. Ryan Fowler, the stretch now, throw over. Ryan Fowler's got a quick move to first, but not a hard throw over, so the runner has plenty of time to get back. Quick turn. If he fired that ball, a better chance of possibly picking off the runner. Brand, not much of a lead there. First, here's the pitch. Slow breaking ball. Catches the outside corner for a strike. And it's 1-1. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Fastball, and Daniel hits that one off the end of the bat over toward the east dugout. And he's in the hole, 1-2. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. One ball, two strikes on Eric Daniel. Stretch here, a pitch, breaking ball. Daniel chased it in the dirt. He's out. Brand thought about going to second, but now he wisely gets back to first. And there are two down. Daniel couldn't lay off the breaking ball in the dirt. And Luke Strick will come to the plate. Strick hit the ball hard. His first time up, a line out to third base. And he will stand in now with Brand still at first. The stretch and the pitch. Pass ball. That's high. Ball one. The wind has slowed down here from earlier in the day, still blowing out a bit toward left field. Sun is still out a little bit now. Throw over. Brand dives back in safely. It is cloudy up, but the sun's still poking through a little bit here. They are expecting rain showers and thunderstorms throughout Wisconsin overnight. No games on the schedule tomorrow. Next pitch is Strick pops it up to left field. Zoeker coming in again, and he'll make the catch for the third out. So the Lumberjacks get a leadoff single, but that's all here in the third inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Score after 2.5 remains. Rylander 2, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here we go, coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at O'Day Park as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Rylander will have Kent Matthews leading things off. He's a DH. He reached on an error his first time up. Luke Strick back out there for his third inning of work. Trying to find his control here. First pitch to Matthews is jammed and Charlie Grounder is short. Hiding up with it to throw across in the third hand, Schubert, he can't scoop it. And once again, players can get much more routine than that, and Heidi just threw it in the dirt, and Schubin couldn't make the play at first, and it's another error on the Lumberjacks here in the third inning. Strick made a good pitch, a jam job, grounder to short. Heidi fielded it cleanly, but just threw it right in the dirt. Luke Lusmaier, the right fielder, will come to the plate. He bounced into a fielder's choice his first time up. First pitch is a bunt attempt, fouled out of play, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Rylander playing a little small ball here. Trying to move a runner down into scoring position in the third inning. They already lead it 2-0. Lumberjacks have out hit the Hodags, but Rylander able to take advantage of some walks and some errors here. Next pitch, runner, another punt attempt. They get the punt down right back to the mound, and Strick can make the play. Holy cow. That's going to be another error as Strick couldn't field the bunt. And now Rylander with runners on first and second and nobody out. Brandon has the second baseman will come up. He walked and scored back in the second inning. Two routine plays and the Lumberjacks can't make them here in the third. And another bunt situation. Runner squared from empty fields and he'll go to first. 40 yards. The runner on second got a great jump on that bunt. As the ball was only a few feet in front of the plate, Romanski jumped on it and threw out half to first base. So the sacrifice completed. One down. And the runners do advance. So now runners on second and third and one out for Kurt Zeiger, the left fielder. And the infield's going to come in here. They don't want to give the Hodags any more. Strick. First pitch is a fastball high, ball one. So now, you got to pitch in a high stress situation again because of the errors here, putting runners in scoring position, trying to keep the score right where it is. Next pitch, fastball here for a strike, and it's 1-1. Strick looks in, gets the sound he wants, the stretch, and the pitch. Another fastball, it's grounded up the middle, and through for a base hit. That'll score at least one. Daniel's going to come up, and they'll hold the runner at third as the throw comes through. So a ground single by Zoeker drives in a run through the draw of infield. I'm not sure anybody would have got that, even if they would have been playing their normal positions. Matthews scores. Lismeyer stops at third. Runners at the corners now with one out. And the top of the order, Trevor Young will come to the plate. He's walked twice. Rylander leading now 3-0. The stretch and the pitch. That's ball inside, and it's ball one. Nothing in one. Stretch here on the pitch. Actually, 1-0. That's another pitch that's inside 2-0 now. Two off, no strikes. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. That's in their first strike. Just below the belt. 2-1 now. He's playing for a double play up the middle. Whitmark even with the bag at third. Shubring holding the runner at first. Sun's about ready to go behind the... Our runner takes off from first. Ground ball to short and into left field for a base hit. Another run in. Heidi was sliding over, trying to go to the bag at second, and Young pulled it into left field for a base hit. RBI for Trevor Young. Two runs in here in the inning. Still only one out. And Brandon Reinfeller, the pitcher, will stand in. He has a sacrifice bunt. Had a strikeout in two at-bats. Runners take their lead. Strick out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside again and high, and it's 1-0. Falling behind almost every hitter. He just does not have his command today. Stretch. And the low pitch. That's down low. Blocked by Romanski, and it's 2-0 now. Nobody up in the East bullpen, I would imagine whoever comes in to pitch will probably come from somewhere on the field. Next pitch is foul ball. Shubring Dorfler in foul territory at first, couldn't get there, and it's a foul ball. 2-1 now. That thing was nubbed off the end of the bat, I think it looked like. Shubring will probably be the next pitcher if, in fact, they want to make a change at some point. They go to runners, and the ball is lined right back to Heineken, and they'll get a double play to end the inning. So it backfires on the Hodags as they start the runners in a line drive, but this time right at Jordan Heineken, and they get the double play to end the inning. Bud Rylander gets two here in the third, two runs on two hits. There were two errors, and one man left to the score. After three complete now, 4-0 Rylander. Back in a moment, you're listening to Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here we go, coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at Hornet Park. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Lumberjacks trying to get back into this one, trailing now 4-0. And Ben Shubring will lead things off. He flew off the center field his first time up. Shubring, Woodmark, and Romanski here in the fourth. A line by Reinfeller on the pitch. Ground ball towards third. The charge, the throw to third again, and Shubring is going to be safe. That's going to be a throwing error on the third baseman. As Trevor Young threw it away, so Shubring safe on the error. That's the second error on Rylander in the game. And Bryce Whitmark will come to the plate. He reached on an error his first time up. Stretch and the pitch to Whitmark. That's high. Ball one. 1-0. 4 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Rylander. No runs, 3 hits, 3 errors for the Lumberjacks. Shubring takes his lead pitch to Whitmark. He's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And a pitch. That's high again. 2-1 now. Shubring not a lot of speed at first base, although down 4-0, probably not going to put anything on here in this situation anyway. The 2-1 pitch to Whitmark. That misses outside, and it's 3-1 now. Lumberjacks have had base runners in every inning, but have yet to push one across home plate. Next pitch to Whitmark is high, ball 4, maybe a bit outside, so a walk to Bryce Whitmark. Puts runners on first and second and nobody out for Sam Romanski. Romanski got a single his first time up, a hard hit ball to left field. Romanski, Becker, and then the top of the order for the Lumberjacks. Schubert, the runner at second. Whitmark, the runner at first. Reinthaler, the stretch, and the pitch to Romanski. That's in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Not a bad thing to do, take a pitch after a guy walks somebody. The stretch, and the 0-1 pitch. That's way high, ball 1-1-1. Romanski digs back in. Reinthaler ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked though nicely by Quadi. Understand where they are, and it's 2-1 now to Romanski. The stretch. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball chopped in the hole for short. They're going to have a play at third. They'll get the fork out there. No, safe off the bag. And Schubert is safe at third base. Didn't slide, but got in there anyway. And the bases are loaded. That's going to be a fielder's choice as they went to third base on that play. It was really the only play the shortstop had. As Romanski had a slow chopper in the hole, Schubert obviously not the quickest runner, and they had a play on him, but either it looked like the throw beat him, but apparently the third baseman wasn't standing on the bag when the throw got there. So he says loaded the bases here in the fourth inning without a hit. And that'll bring up Brennan Becker and Joe Osmonski, the Rhinelander coach, has a trip to the mound here to discuss things with his pitcher, catcher, and the rest of his infield as well. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bowman Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bowman Joint Center in Walk-In Care. It's open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. All right, meeting at the mound is over. And the Lumberjacks have a chance now to get back in this thing. Brennan Becker will stand in. Reinthaler ready to work. Here's the pitch. That's high. Ball one. Becker struck out his first time up. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. That's high again. 2-0 now. Probably get a take sign here. Force Reinthaler to throw a strike. No room to put him. 2-0. Bases loaded. A wide and a pitch. That's in there for a strike at the letters. 2-1 now. Oh, nice play for a double play up the middle. Third baseman Trey Young is up a little bit towards the graph at third. And there's a strike outside corner. Becker took it, and it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes on the east left fielder. Reinthaler ready, the line in the pitch. Becker lays off. That's a little bit high outside. Count now four. All right. You should think you're going to get a pitch to hit here. Unless Reinthaler has confidence to throw a curveball and get you to chase one. Let's see what he does. The fastball, Becker swings and lifts it in the air to shallow right field. Second baseman goes back. He'll make the catch. Schubert bluffs, but he's not going anywhere. The throw comes in, and it is one down on the pop-up to shallow right field. Catch made by the second baseman, and there's one down. Base is still loaded, and Jordan Heiding will come to the plate. Heiding has a walk, and he popped out to second base as well. Lumberjacks really have to catch something in here. Got to get on the board. Base is loaded. Nobody out. And Heiding will step in. First pitch, breaking ball high, ball one. Well,
Reinsdahler taking his time now a little more on the mound for the Hodags. The line there, the pitch. In the dirt, and once again, Cloudy kept it in front of him, played it off his chest, and it's 2-0. Good hitter's count right here, 2-0. You get a pitch in one spot, you got to take a hack at it here. Reinsdahler, the line, and the pitch. That's high, and it's 3-0 now. At this point, the Lumberjacks will take anything, including a bases-loaded walk. The 3-0 pitch in there for a strike, 3-1. Reinsdahler just took something off that one, knew that Tiny was taking all the way. And it's 3-1 now. And a pitch. And Heidi's going to hit it hard on the ground. Could be two. Step on second. The throw across is in time for the out. And the double play will end the threat as Heidi hits it on the ground right to the shortstop. Mitchell Reinsdahler stepped on second, made the throw across in time, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks load the bases with nobody out and cut up empty here. No runs, no hits, one error, and it's two left to the score. After 3.5 remains, Rylander 4, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here we go, coming back in 3, 2, 1. Okay, back here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And leading off the Rylander here, Bryce White, count 1-1. Here's Chopper foul on the third baseline. And Luke Strick up on Bryce White now, 1-2. White has walked. And also had a sacrifice fly, scored a run. Strick ready, the 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play. And it's 1-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Marcio Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marcio Clinic. Marcio Clinic, don't just live, shine. 1-2 pitch. Popped up foul and out of play. And the count remains 1-2. The Lumberjacks let a golden opportunity slip by in the top of this inning. Bases loaded, nobody out, and they come up empty. Pitch by Strick, going outside, 2-2 now. It's Bryce White, Lucas Krieger, and Mitchell Reinsdahler scheduled to bat here for Rylander in the fourth. Strick ready, here it comes. Outside again, and it's 3-2. Wind picking up a bit from right to left again. And a pitch. Shot toward third. Big hop for Widmark. Throw across is in time for the up. And there's one down here in the fourth inning. One down. Lucas Krieger will stand in. Krieger has been hit by a pitch twice here this afternoon. One out, nobody on for the Hodags in the fourth inning. And the pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. Took a big hack and just got a little piece of it. And it's 0-1. Nothing and one to the Rylander first baseman. And the pitch. He went. I think you should ask on that one because it looked like he went. They got a few people on that one. Oh man, they say no swing. Boy, sure looked like he went. But it'll be 1-1. Had a pretty good angle on that one. Probably a better angle than the first base umpire. 1-1. Pitch. Swung on and missed. Took another big cut and didn't get it. And it's 1-2 now.
cooling off now as the sun goes behind the clouds a little bit and the wind picks up. Next pitch took something off that one outside. It's 2-2. One down, nobody on. We're in the fourth inning. Rhinelander leading 4-0. Outside call at the plate. And the hitter steps out. A reminder, our next East broadcast scheduled for Friday night. Lumberjacks traveling to Monaco to take on the Lakeland Beavers, weather permitting. That'll be a live game Friday night. Foul ball back out of play. I believe, let me double check that schedule. I think there's, of course I can't find it when I want it. Double check that and see if there's an Everest game that night as well. I don't think there is because of, I'll double check that. The pitch for the streak, in the dirt, back to the street, and the count out full, 3-2. He's really struggling with control of that curveball. And that's a pretty big arrow not to have in his arsenal. He can't throw the curveball for strikes. The 3-2 pitch. That misses down low, and a walk with one down. Five walks to go along with two hit batsmen here today for Luke. And it'll bring up Mitchell Reinfall as a shortstop who has popped to short and bounced to first. Strick throws over, runner dives back in safety. Yeah, there was a game scheduled for Everest on Friday night, but that's been canceled. Next pitch is a ball missed, and it's 1-0. So our game Friday night, Lumberjacks at Lakeland, will be live. 4:45, first pitch, 5 o'clock. Throw over, and Shubring dropped the ball, and the runner was back. Hard throw over by Strick. You can tell Luke's getting frustrated now. He just can't command the pitches today. Now he throws over to first again. Runner dives back in. The check, the stretch, the low pitch. That's high. It's 2-0. 2-0. Trigger takes his lead at first. And a pitch. That's in there for a strike. Just below the letters. 2-1 now. Strick ready now. And the pitch again. Be a little bit high again, and it's 3-1. Top of the letters there. Some umpires will give you that high strike top of the letters, some won't. 3 balls or 1 strike. And here it comes. Swung on and missed. Throw back to first, and Oransky nails it in the right field. The runner is going to get to second base. They had him. That'll throw to second, and he's going to be out. Holy cow. This marker got to that ball, and runner was slow getting down to second base. I didn't think there was any chance they had a play on at second, but they did. They threw him out. Grisbacher to hiding covering. They had him picked off first, and Romanski threw it over Shubring's head in the right field. But Krieger slow getting down to second base, and Grisbacher threw him out. 2 down, and now 2 strikes on the hitter. See if Strick can get out of the inning here. Here's a pitch. That's outside of ball 4, so Reinfeller walks. And another walk, that's 6 on the day for Luke Strick. Jed Matthews, the DH, will stand in. He has reached out an error twice, scored a run back in the third. 4-0 Rhinelander in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on first and 2 down. The stretch on the pitch. Popped up. Oh, ground. Schubert comes over. Strick comes over. And Luke Strick will make the catch in foul territory to end the inning. So for Rylander here in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And the score after four complete remains. Rylander 4, he's nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Auburn Jack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.